watch. What you wanna watch.
Child.
That was a good one. So
that was crisp. Nice.
It'll give you a nice line.
Okay. Hello, mi amor. ¿Cómo estás?
Estoy muy bien. ¿Cómo estás tú?
Estoy cansado, pero muy enojado. I don't know. Excited.
Siempre estás cansado. Estás muy... I don't know. I got a C in Spanish.
De estar un adulto. I don't know. I don't speak Spanish, clearly. If any of them... I'm going to edit all of that out. So how are you this evening? Are you excited to talk about our IP today?
I'm incredibly excited, especially since we haven't spoken much about it.
Very true. I wouldn't say
we haven't spoken anything at all, because I just keep dropping...
Yeah, maybe 1%. We have said, like, almost nothing. You just had reactions, like, audible ones.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, sure. I was incredibly surprised by this option.
Because it was chosen by me.
Because it was chosen by you, and because it's definitely not something...
Not something you would expect me to pick. You would just expect to come home and flip this on.
This is, I feel like this is...
watching this.
This is definitely something like my guilty pleasure.
Okay.
This is like watching the Kardashians for me. And I know...
Interesting. Okay. It is a reality show.
I feel really bad saying that because I'm already giving it a level of disrespect.
Sure.
In terms of...
I mean...
Of television.
It's a reality show.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we should say what it is.
Yes.
Although it's going to be the episode title, so people have read it.
Yes.
But we are watching Queer Eye, the reboot of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy by Netflix, with a new Fab Five, I'm guessing.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know how the original went.
I was interested by the title because I am a straight guy. Maybe I could use a queer eye. But that's as far as my interest ever went, really.
Yeah.
Maybe I watched a couple episodes or like snippets of it if it was on at somebody else's house or something. Yeah. But I don't think I ever actively sought it or anything like that.
This is something that my sister, I feel, would watch and leave on TV, and I would accidentally walk on and be like, oh,
it does feel like the category of ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Just sort of background noise show.
Yeah. Something you can binge.
Sorry, just flag. Is that like a Hispanic thing? Because that's not something that I didn't really grow up with, just TV on the background as a noise source.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Interesting. Okay.
Definitely.
I don't know if that was just like a difference or if that was a cultural thing.
No, I really think television is important to us.
Okay. We don't necessarily need to dive that rabbit hole. That is an interesting conversation, I would say. So today we're going to be talking about Queer Eye for Straight Guy, which I chose. We watched 3 episodes of the, I think, 7 or 8 that are there now.
Yeah.
Each this one first season
is about 45 minutes, but this took us 2 days.
2 days. We spread it out a little bit, let it gestate in our minds.
Gestate.
Gestate. It's a great word.
Not a real word.
That's a real word.
So for anybody who's never seen or heard Queer Eye, it's a show where these fabulous gay men...
Five, you would say.
In this one, five. I don't know.
Five.
I don't know if in the original it has five. Just Queer Eye in general. What is the premise of it?
I see. I thought you were talking about this version.
A gay person or group of people that help a straight man in a time that he is not... his full potential. And
sure,
I feel like a lot of gay men are at a confidence level where they can, you know, they've already overcome saying, I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough to the public.
Yes. Yeah. And they had to have enough courage to have to make that statement, which I think feel like is good. Oh boy, words are hard tonight. I would say has become more accepted and far more easy in the past maybe decade, but regardless, is you have to make that statement about yourself in some way, I guess. And so this show is fabulous 5 gay gentlemen who have made that statement very strongly. They each know who they are very much so, and they help these kind of schlebby straight dudes find themselves.
Sad.
Just sad, lonely individuals who have built walls around themselves. That was definitely a common theme.
Yeah,
just a common theme.
Just men who, I don't know, who are very much about themselves, but yet they are
but not really
at all. They're just at a lost point, which I can totally relate to.
They're existing.
Yeah.
Not living.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's an interesting premise for a show, and I think the choice of the casting or whatever casting for the Fab Five is very interesting. They each have a clearly defined role. They're very different.
Yeah.
They each sort of see the world in a different way. They have a diverse views and like backgrounds, which is cool.
Each one is like a characteristic that we want to have.
Yeah, if you had to pick like the top five personality traits or like quadrants of a character, of a person.
They're just things that you want to be better at, I feel, as a person. One of them is how you dress.
Sure.
How you dress, your attire, how you present yourself to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's diet.
Mm-hmm.
So eating well and cooking. Because we're at a time right now where we're very privileged and can eat whatever we want.
You could just get any type of meal,
anything. The next one is culture, which is,
it's articulated very interestingly in the show.
Yeah, that's a very, I don't know. That was a very interesting one for me to understand, because everybody I feel is very specific and has a very specific thing they're doing.
Right. They have the
whereas
a
culture is very broad.
Sure, but I also think he is much in the branding sphere, right? That he is dealing with your brand, your online persona, how you front face.
No, I think just in one episode he is about that.
Sure.
And the other ones,
in every episode he used the word brand at least once.
Hmm. Okay.
100%. Like, even with the older dude, like, he mentioned the idea of a brand. Like, the way you present yourself to the world is your brand. And so you need to think about it that you can think about it that way.
Okay. That's interesting. So that's another
characteristic
that humans want to have. Maybe a brand. I thought of it more as he was the therapist. He is what...
Sure. He also functions very well as that role.
Yeah, that it's a individual that can be very in tune with the psyche.
Yeah, he's a guy helping them find their identity.
Yeah.
That's what the branding is,
I think. That's culture.
Culture
is in that.
How you can connect with the culture around you.
Yeah. And then the next guy is my absolute favorite,
right.
I think. And that is the guy who is about grooming.
Did you almost say the gay guy?
He's
like the most flamboyant of them.
Yeah.
The most quintessentially gay of the group, I would say.
But he is definitely about grooming, which is a part that I very much love, too. I love doing my hair. I love, you know, experimenting with my look a lot.
Yeah, I would say your hair is very much a part of your personality.
And this guy is definitely all about building a character out of hair.
He is touching anybody's hair.
Oh, he's touching everything. And then there is the next guy that I felt kind of got lost in between all these other people, which is the person who helps create your personal space.
Yeah, the interior designer.
Yeah, the interior design, which is... That was amazing. That was amazing in the show. I really wanted to keep watching the show so that I could see these people's house be transformed.
Yeah, it's totally like this little splash of extreme home makeover in this Netflix show all of a sudden. It's like this little dabble. It's not too much because it's one of the five kind of storylines they do. They set up like five goals and they each state their objective about 10 minutes in of just like, this is who he is. This is who I think he can be.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think their budget must be for this?
Probably, you mean specifically to put towards the person or per episode? Because dudes get paid a lot of money.
No, I don't care about how much they're getting paid. I care about what is being spent on the individual that's getting the makeover.
Sure. I would say there's probably like a 10 grand-ish budget for the actual house.
Okay.
For the actual like renovations to whatever their living space.
Everything. I'm talking.
And then I think probably they have like a separate wardrobe. I bet each of those dudes has a budget for what they can do for the person, or their department essentially does.
Mm-hmm.
But it probably is close to 50 grand per episode. That's per production budget. Because it's in Georgia. They got them damn good tax credits, you know. They got a whole bunch of great shooting spaces. I love their, like, not new girl, like, house, apartment, loft.
Yeah. But that's only shown.
That's, like, in the end, the bookends. And that's where they do their studio interviews.
Yeah. So the way that this show kind of runs, there's not really a spoiler section here. Because, yeah. I mean, each we all know what's going to happen for each of them.
And also, each of them is its own kind of unique journey. Mm-hmm. Just because of the nature of the reality show. They just find a different schleppy dude each episode from a different kind of section of Georgia, which is kind of cool. That's why I like it's set in Atlanta and it acknowledges that. So it's pulling people from that area. They're not traveling around the country or anything, which
I'm
is cool.
I'm very uncultured and I don't know how people in Atlanta react to the gay community.
Sure, yeah.
And that is something that's very interesting too, because the first person that they chose to open the show is an older man named Tom who looks like redneck Santa in a way.
Yes. And, I was gonna say that. That's so funny.
Yeah, and they're
like down to the blustery nose and like red
so
rosy
great.
Cheeks.
It's
like
so it, great.
He's, yeah.
That's so lovable. The first person. Oh. Of course that's the first person because you want a makeover that just captures you.
And the title is called like Can't Take Away Ugly or something like that. You can't fix ugly.
Can't fix ugly. That's what he kept saying.
That was his
lot.
Like motto. And
which
they're
was
like,
so sad.
I know. Yeah. And a lot of people live like that. So
Yeah.
So I thought that was a great choice of like their starting episode for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that was Netflix that chose the order or if those the like showrunners that chose the order. Yeah. But regardless of
is
that.
Is this a Netflix original?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so. It's the Netflix reboot.
Okay. Got it.
Which I feel like of their reboots, sorry to just sidebar here, I feel like is going to be very successful compared to a lot of their other ones. Like they've rebooted a whole bunch of shows. People are like, get the fuck out of my face.
Yep.
But this one is great so far.
Yeah. It's so entertaining.
Yeah.
I just love being entertained. That's what I want. When I watch something.
Yeah. And it's a great, like, 45-minute dose of, like, inspiration and hope.
Yeah. I feel so encouraged.
Yes.
Today I went to work and I just felt more encouraged and more, like...
You know what? Who cares about what the world throws at me?
Who cares?
I'm gonna be me.
It's me time.
It's me time also, all the time.
Yeah. Yep. So...
Yeah.
It goes by really fast.
Yeah, they are quick 45-minute episodes.
I feel like this could be a hit or miss for people.
Sure.
I just wonder who are the people that it's a miss for.
Yeah, because, I would be curious of the reasoning that's there.
Yeah, because it's entertaining, and you can relate to at least one of the characters.
Yeah,
in a
or
way.
Or find one of the things that they're talking about interesting.
Yeah.
It's like the creators of it are so well-versed in all of the different sections of reality shows. They're just like, let's put a little bit of all of those in this show. That's the middle chunk. And then we'll bookend it with this great emotional journey as these people really come out of their shells. And I wonder how much they knew it was going to work. Like, shooting a reality show like that, you have to... Like, they maybe did, like, 30 of these, and only 8 of them were good. You know what I mean? Like... Maybe some of these journeys are going to take a lot longer for these people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in 3 days, did they actually take a week? Like, I'm very curious about all of that. But they have this shooting schedule. How do they pull off these amazing emotional journeys? Was it done in the edit bay? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that is what is fascinating to me about this show, too. Because they're clearly true stories of people.
Yeah, because some of those people, I feel like they were given lines. They were like, hey, can this person's going to react
this
way,
this.
And then you try saying this.
Yeah.
But I feel like most of these people were real people.
Yeah.
Unless there are awkward actors, which I could totally see.
Sure, but I feel like this is too easy to fact check.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you could easily go this, like the comedian episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude is a better actor than Meryl Streep
if he is not
that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
These are real individuals, I feel. And, I mean, we'll talk a little bit about that comedy.
Because they're neither
episode,
a lot, like, they don't seem completely alive on camera. They seem very uncomfortable in front of the camera. But then, at a certain point, they seem to stop noticing the camera, and they go back to who they probably are in everyday life, mm-hmm. which is always very interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep cutting you off.
If these guys showed up in my life.
Oh, yeah.
The overwhelming sensation that you get when they show up. Because they go
the premise,
into your personal...
This is how every episode starts. It's just, is they drive and heckle you, and then...
they arrive, and they're just like, oh, let's look at your... Oh, let's look at your closet. Oh, let's look at your personal stuff over here.
Oh, buddy.
They just go through the entire room while this person is awkwardly just standing in the corner going, what the fuck? Are these gay homosexuals doing my room?
Yes. Okay, two things that I always think about during these scenes. One, this is a montage version of how long that actual process took. They shot that for at least 15 minutes while those motherfuckers are rummaging around rooms and making jokes and like, oh my
grabbing
God.
Underwear.
Grab that shit, make something, say something. Oh, try this line. Yeah. Oh, try this reaction. Like, that shit is happening for a half an hour maybe.
And God.
While you're just standing there where they're six complete. Okay, then the other thing I have to ask is, do you think before they show up, because you know there had to be like contracts and shit signed before the Fab Five get there, right?
Of course.
So it's clearly staged somehow, which means a producer had to come to this house and be like, hey, what's up? I'm from this show. Five fabulous gay gentlemen who you didn't know are going to be here. Everybody else knew they were going to be here are now here. Sign this, and now we're going to go raid your entire... So, like, you're... And then he's like, okay, give us 5 minutes. We're going to open the door, and you're going to see the... And we're going to do the reaction. And you're just like, what is happening? And like, I was just, like, watching TV and eating breakfast a minute ago. What is happening?
I don't know if it's that...
That's what I hope it is.
Oh, I wish, but I doubt it, because I feel like there's so much more that
they're just like scheduled of, day of.
Yeah, they know. They have to know.
If you're living with your parents, though, bro.
Oh, man.
Like, how easy is that?
Oh, man. Okay, I just really quickly want to go into the first episode.
Sure.
So that it catches your attention.
Yes.
If you're interested.
Yes, let's, like, kind of summarize it and set up how the show works. Yeah.
First episode, we show up at this guy's house. His name is Tom, and he's a typical hillbilly granddaddy. And
redneck Santa, as some might say.
He wears jorts.
Jorts?
Yes. Jean shorts.
Yep.
That's like his number one go-tos.
Yep.
Exactly how we're describing him, this is the man.
And his favorite pastime when they get there, this is my favorite part, I think, of the show entirely so far, is that he will turn the TV on and then go sit on the porch and watch TV through the open door while smoking and drinking his, what does he call it? Redneck margarita.
Yeah.
Which is Mountain Dew and tequila and margarita mix.
I really want to try this. I don't think there's margarita mix.
No, I think it's all three of those things.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know how this man is still alive. But
either way, neither sounds good.
Let's be honest. The makeover in itself at the end isn't as though now all of a sudden he's... I don't know why I was going to compare him to Tom Hanks, but that's... I'm like, now he's Tom Hanks.
Right.
It's not that at all.
He does not become a different person.
No. He's just a well-taken care version of himself.
Right.
And when
I think we should back up a little bit, because you just, like, jumped right from you get to meet him, they come raid your shit, and then, at the makeover at the very end, like...
No, what? I just want to prepare people to know that at the end, don't expect this person to be somebody who's completely
gorgeous. Yeah, he's not Brad Pitt.
Now.
Yeah.
No.
He doesn't come out the door and it's a different person. Yeah.
I didn't even compare him to Brad Pitt because I was like, that's way too much.
No, I understand.
That's why I said Tom Hanks. Okay. He's not Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is an attractive man.
He's an okay man.
He's an okay man.
But
Adriana doesn't love Tom Hanks. Okay. All right.
But, changing subjects.
No, that's fine.
He's adorable. Now
the reason I'm questioning you here is because I think the transformation was incredible. Like, each one of these episodes has had a very great transformation because you go on this huge journey with them.
Yeah.
And each of the Fab Five comes up with a different kind of method to break them out of their shell, essentially. and get them to realize, not just break them out of their shell. It's such like a, that's a simple way of describing it. What they're doing is giving them a taste of what it could be to be them, which is an incredibly inspiring and helpful thing to do.
Yeah.
Right. You take away all of the worry of monetary gain or success or having money, all of those things. You equalize that and you go, this is what your life could be like every day. This is how you could feel every day if you wanted to. And it's possible for you to do that.
Yeah.
Right. That is a powerful thing to give somebody, especially at someone. And all these dudes are super vulnerable, broken people who aren't willing to let other people in and help them. Mm-hmm. And so by being having their walls, their emotional walls forced down by five fabulous and very loving and supportive gay gentlemen.
Yeah.
Who come in immediately and are like, bitch, you got some problems here, but we love you and we're going to help you fix them. That is the tone of this whole show, which I think is really great.
Yeah.
I really, really like the show. Yeah.
The other fun thing that we notice as well is that because it's on Netflix, they can say shit.
And
they
it is uncensored.
It's uncensored. It's fantastic to watch this remodeling show. Uncensored.
Yes, it's not a bullshit family PG rated like show. I don't.
Oh my god, it's great. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Oh
my good. Like
my
or bleeped out. We don't have to worry about it being bleeped out. Yep. Like Tom is like, holy shit. That's his like favorite. Oh god.
Holy shit. Damn. Oh shit. Damn!
Oh, man.
That, okay, for anybody who's watched the first episode, they're like, wow, that was a great Tom impression. Yeah. Wow.
Mine too.
Mine too.
Me too. Okay.
Okay, I think it's a perfect time to discuss which of the Fab Five you think each of us are.
Yeah.
I think we'll start with you.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. We can start with me.
Is this who I think I am, or is who you think I am?
I think they're probably the same, is why.
I don't know. I feel very much like Mr. Culture.
Sure.
The fact that I'm just have so much swagger.
The refined black model, yes. Mr. Culture. Yes, fair.
No, I definitely agree with you. I am 100%. What is his name? Jonathan Van Nuys.
Van Ness, I think. Yeah.
I want to call him Jonathan Van Nuys.
Jonathan Van Nuys.
We're in the location, so now.
Yes, sure.
This is us.
Another show. Maybe we should watch that one at some point.
Yeah,
he is definitely like your gay man version, the gay man version of you,
which I feel honored to say that's me.
Yes.
And for you,
it's a very Jonathan thing to say. I feel honored that that is me.
100%. For you, I feel, I think I want to compare you to the diet, the guy who cooks.
Okay.
So there's a guy who shows you kind of how to feed yourself instead of eating all these. Antoni. Instead of eating, you know, my typical meals of macaroni and cheese.
Right.
Microwavable
shit. Just the garbage
that
I eat every day.
Yeah. He teaches, he like gives you little recipes.
Yes.
Which I love.
Uh-huh.
Because it teaches you how to make guacamole.
It's 8 minutes of a cooking show.
Yeah.
8 minutes of a home DIY show.
Yeah. That's incredible.
8 minutes of a fashion show. Like, it is
it's
a brilliantly
condensed.
Constructed show. Yeah. Yes.
But I want to say that you're, like, this guy because, one, I feel he is the least flamboyant of all of them.
Mm.
He's very confident
mm-hmm.
in what he's proclaiming to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Proclaiming.
Like, eat this
I
food.
Do
it's
declare that I'm a gay man who cooks.
This is why you shouldn't drink gin before.
Because you use the word proclaim instead of speak.
Okay.
You're also wearing a fabulous, like fluffy sweater.
I feel so fabulous.
And your hair, like you and Jonathan have the same hair too right now.
Yeah.
Because your hair is straightened.
Hold on.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
You
I just
can
have to
do
part
all
it,
of that whipping
part
shit
it down
if you
the
really
middle.
Wanted. Yeah.
He's a very fabulous man is all
very
we're trying
fabulous.
To say. And I.
Meanwhile, Antonin.
Yeah.
Antony.
And he's also very quiet most of the time until spoken to.
Sure, yeah. He doesn't also seem to be the one in the middle of all the shenanigans usually.
Yeah.
Sorry, Adriana has parted her hair, and now she looks like a cross between Deborah Morgan and that...
Who's Deborah Morgan?
From Dexter.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's how she has her hair so much.
Oh, gross.
Deborah Morgan hair. That's why I'm so distracted right now. It's hilarious. Yeah, I would say that's a pretty... Of the five, I think probably most like Antony.
Yep.
I am honored.
We don't even need to know the other people's names, because let's be real, all you're thinking about them is the black dude, the super gay fabulous one, the one that
the
cooks,
one with the great hair, who the does
blonde
the fashion
one,
yeah,
and then it does, the it also Indian or the oh man
Pakistani
sorry,
son of a bitch.
Oh, but he's also incredible with his accent. All these people are incredible. Mm-hmm. They're all just incredible characters that make you want to be better. And that's, I mean,
yeah, it's
what's
an
wrong
incredibly inspiring
what's wrong
show. Yeah, and it's all about finding who you are and embracing what makes you you and showing that to the world in whatever that way means to you. So, like, each transformation is very unique to the person, which I really like too. Mm-hmm. There wasn't like a set style that was being enforced, or like, they were very much like kind of life coaches of each aspect for this person for a week or whatever.
Yep.
Which I kind of liked.
Yep.
And,
one of my favorite quotes.
Yes.
Is I need you to be more Niobe and a little less North Korea.
Oh, it's when the comedian guy is walking, right? He's like strutting.
Yep.
He's like marching.
Yep.
It is hilarious. And that line, oh my God.
There's so many.
More Niobe, less North Korea.
There's so many funny lines. Oh, by the way, I actually kept a tally of how many times in an episode you chuckled.
Because
I wanted to know.
That's interesting.
And
I was wondering if you were pulling up this stat.
There's actually 10 chuckles.
Per episode, once performance.
I only caught it for one episode. I didn't do for all of the other ones because I was too invested.
Was this the comedian episode?
No.
Which episode was this?
This was...
Episode 2. 10 laughs.
Episode 2. Yeah.
Okay.
How did you know?
Because I figured it wouldn't be the first one.
Yeah.
And you said it wasn't this most recent one.
Oh, gosh.
There's only three choices, babe. Come on.
Math. Can't do it.
Drinking gin again.
This is what happens when you drink gin right before you talk to somebody.
Talking to a pod.
On a microwave.
Microwave. Perfect. Perfect. Making it real. Okay.
Technically, they are microwaves that go into the air and go into our sound. Oh, God.
Totally. Queer Eye. On Netflix.
Queer Eye.
So when do you think would be a good time to watch this? Like, what do you think? Like, what situation? What type of person? I'm like, honestly, I think anybody could find enjoyment out of this. Like, if you enjoy being around gay people, which I happen to very much enjoy being around gay guys.
You feel confident in there.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to be...
No, I just...
Mainly, I feel... I'm about to get into a really...
Let's do it.
We're going to just unbox...
Drive off the road, babe.
This.
Yes.
Being around gay individuals, homosexual individuals, if you feel uncomfortable, more than anything, it's a sign that you're uncomfortable with yourself.
Sure.
Because
it's
being...
It's a reflection of you, yeah.
Yeah, they're normal individuals...
Who
happen to be confident in telling you what their sexual preference is. Whereas we don't do that very much. I don't need to. It's expected of me.
Right.
And
therefore it's not an enforced aspect of heterosexual personality either, because it doesn't need to be, which is interesting.
They're just people.
Yeah. Obviously they're just people. But I think there is a fading sense of like, ugh, between some people when they're around homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, I grew up around it all the time, and I've been in theater my whole life, and like, I was in a show as a gay man. Like, I've been so close to being gay. I don't know how I didn't, like, if I enjoyed
penis. Did I stop
you? No, honestly, like, I'm just not turned on by peni. And I'm sad about that because I'm deprived of half of the people in this planet.
True.
If I thought dicks were beautiful, I would get the whole spectrum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's sad to me. But that's the way the deck was dealt.
That's to me, the way the cookie crumbles.
Crumbled. Any and, metaphor here you want to yes. use, any cliche. So this show, I think, is a very fun show for me, too, because it kind of, I get to see those different sides. I always view movies and TV shows as each character as like a reflection of me of some way, of yeah. like a different path. Like yeah. if I had been in a different set of circumstances, that's who I would be, right? And so getting to see the five different shades of gray or whatever is very fun.
That's why they're like the five characteristics that we each want to be better at in yes, some way.
Certainly. And they make that very explicit, but also their personalities are very fun mm-hmm. Reflections of a good life, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You had asked earlier, when would I watch this? Mm-hmm. And this sounds bad, but this is kind of, to me, like watching The Kardashians, where I'm ashamed in a way.
Really?
Yeah. It's not something I would go to work and tell people, guys, I just watched Queer Eye. But it's also because I work with, you know, 90% men.
Sure.
And they probably would feel like, be like, I could go to why?
Work. I've already talked to people about this show at work yeah. where I work, right? Yeah. So that is interesting.
Mm-hmm. So this is like watching The Kardashians. Show? Yeah, this is.
I mean, it is a reality show, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like this is a genuinely inspirational, upbeat show. Like you can't not watch this show and feel positive feelings for humanity and the potential True. Of each person and any individual.
True.
And I can imagine that. Somebody in a similarly dark place who goes, I bet this show's stupid, and plays one episode 45 minutes later, they're just like, oh man, I could probably change my life. Like that, if one person sees Queer Eye and has that reaction, fucking yeah. good for them, yeah. man. Their art affected somebody, and I think this show has a great potential to do that, especially on Netflix, where
it's incredibly visually appealing. The yeah. colors, the editing,
yes.
the cards, everything yes. about the show is yes. very visually stimulating.
It's a very, very well-made show. Mm-hmm. I think some of the effects and some of the editing work is either done in a way that is just like, yes, yes. It's either intentionally stylish for style's sake, which totally cool, a perfect show to do it in, or it's just a little bit over the top for me. Like there are definitely some yeah. sides where every time each of them is kind of stating their objective, it's just like weird random cross dissolves of them doing mundane tasks like water plants, drink from a glass, steam some milk. Like it's just like random ass shit. Yeah. And it just makes me giggle every time. And yeah. But also part of me feels like they probably talk shit about that behind the scenes too. So like there seems to be this self-awareness, especially in those like end buttons where yeah. they're doing like the tips. You can tell that those guys fucking hate doing those things. And yeah. they're just like, this like, is stupid.
So cheesy. So those are the bad.
Yeah, that would be my nits to pick yeah. if I had to with anything. Yeah. But I mean,
but it was good.
Who cares? Like they're silly. Good. Like, yeah, I really, really enjoy this show. We're probably going to go finish watching it now.
Yep.
Because I think we have at least 3 episodes left. So, ba-ba-booey, let's do it.
Let's go.
Okay, well, right, well, I would say if you need to feel better about the world, if current events are getting you down, mm-hmm. Check out Queer Eye, the reboot on Netflix.
Yep. And we're going to end it with quote of the day.
Quote of the ep, the day. The show. I don't know which one it is yet. Quote of the day feels weird.
The common thread that holds us together is that we just want to be loved.
Yeah, I like that. Is that from, that's from
Queer Eye, from the right? show, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The first episode ends
See,
with that.
Quote of the day does not tell you that it's from the show.
It's a given. It's from the show. If I can say quote of the day, it's from the show.
No, it's just a quote of the show.
Shut your mouth.
Okay, that's fair.
Quote of the day.